tearing Colombia apart, whether it is related to the war, to street violence, or to abuse inside the home. The movement also strives to build unity among young people across racial, economic, and geographic barriers, unity that many adult Colombians lack. The children's movement strengthened and focused the peace efforts of adults and helped to launch the country on a path towards fresh peace talks. Most importantly, though, it has begun to lay the foundation for peace in communities, schools, and families, which is essential if any political solution is ever to succeed. This inspiring story of the movement is best told through the individual stories of these courageous young people. As a policy of the children's movement, armed groups responsible for acts of violence are never identified by name. And for their safety and protection, the full names and identities of the young people involved are not revealed.
Okay, let's make sure we understand how the Children's Movement for Peace came about. Adults in Colombia were tired of all the violence, and they didn't feel the government was doing enough to stop it. So people started peace groups, and these groups joined together and tried to talk to the guerrillas to get them to stop fighting. But the movement wasn't very strong until kids began joining, too. Today, the Children's Movement for Peace works to end violence of all kinds, whether it happens in a war, on the street, at school, or in family homes. The movement also works to build unity across racial, economic, and geographic barriers. I think that means that the movement tries to unite people or bring them together, no matter what color they are, how much money they have, or where they live. It's time to hear from some kids in the movement. Let's start Juan Elias' story on page 5.